Biden warned to stop redirecting air marshals to border as major security incidents occur on recent U.S. flights. By John Binder on December 1, 2022. In recent weeks, United States Airlines have seen two major security incidents on domestic commercial flights with no federal air marshals in sight as President Joe Biden redirects them to facilitate illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, the agency's union warns. In July, Breitbart News exclusively reported that Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, had deployed air marshals to the border to escort border crossers and illegal aliens from processing facilities to Border Patrol custody before their release into American communities. Air Marshal National Council President David Londo wrote in a letter this week to Biden's top officials, including DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, that few air marshals are around to aid in such security risk scenarios on U.S. flights because the administration continues redirecting them to the southern border. It is known that these highly skilled federal air marshals are being made to perform mainly non-law enforcement civilian humanitarian duties, Londo writes. There have been two major security incidents on aircraft within the past few weeks in which the media has indicated there were no federal air marshals on board. According to The Washington Post on November 11, 2022, a man boarded a Frontier Flight 1761 with two box cutters. The man threatened to stab the passengers and crew and had to be subdued by other passengers. The flight was forced to divert and the suspect was taken into custody. Emphasis added. Most recently, according to the Post, another man was allowed to board JetBlue Flight 871 with a small edged weapon. The suspect placed the edged weapon to the throat of at least one passenger. He was later arrested and charged with several federal offenses. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, year-to-date there have been 2,178 reports of unruly passengers, 767 investigations initiated, and 517 enforcement actions taken. Not to mention the fact there has been two attempted attacks on our homeland since 9/11 during the holiday season. Emphasis added. Your policy of forcing federal air marshals to deploy to the southern border is extremely concerning given the time of year and the recent incidents of violence on American-flagged aircraft. As it stands today, we believe that many federal air marshals will refuse to deploy. Believing the order is reckless and leaving our country vulnerable to attack. In at least one case, a federal air marshal is being told he has to deploy even though he informed the agency he has no child care. The agency's only response has been that he will get written up and face termination. Emphasis added. The Air Marshal National Council is calling on Biden to stop these dangerous and irresponsible deployments of air marshals to the border before our adversaries take advantage of the opportunity this policy has provided. More deployments of air marshals to the border in Texas, Arizona, and California are expected in the coming weeks as the Biden administration doubles down on the policy. Sonia Lobosco with the Air Marshal National Council has said that Biden is risking another 9/11, referencing the deadly September 11, 2001 attacks where Islamic terrorists hijacked multiple U.S. flights to ultimately kill Americans. We have been depleted. We're on less than 1% of flights, Lobosco said. These ground-based duties that they're pulling us out of the sky to go to the border are just demolishing our chances at stopping another 9/11. In addition to having air marshals transport border crossers and illegal aliens before their release into the U.S. interior, Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, has said that those redirected to the border are also conducting welfare checks and even doing janitorial work. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.